Carlos looked longingly into her deep blue eyes, wondering what mysteries lay behind them. Noticing her figure, he didn't care.
I see you've been waiting for me, my pet.
What do you want, Steve?
I fear bad news.
You have a twin?
No. I'm going to be out of town for a week. And I know how much you'll miss me, so I brought you this.
What is it?
The revolutionary Urkel virtual reality helmet. Patent pending.
How nice. Bye.
And all you do is place this baby on your nifty noggin, and it'll be like I never left.
Oh, well, gee, thanks, Steve. Whenever I miss you, I'll be sure to use it.
Well, I must be off. You poor thing. Well, a week without me will seem like a
vacation?
No. You're so strong. So long, sweetums.
Hey, a desert island! Wow!
Surprise!
Steve, what are you doing here?
We're trapped together on a desert island, my pet. Let's celebrate our bliss with a big, juicy kiss.
On the newspaper page, and love and tradition of the grand design, some people say is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Hey guys.
Oh,
how do you like my new dress?
It's beautiful. Rachel, that is hot.
Well, I love it too, but $300 is a lot of money.
$300? I didn't pay that much for Harriet's engagement ring. I paid more.
So you think I spent too much?
Oh, no, Aunt Rachel. After all, you only go around once in life. And you're already past halfway.
Give yourself a break. You have the right to pamper yourself.
So you really think I ought to keep it?
Absolutely. And it's gonna look great on me when I borrow it.
Yeah, it will. But you'll never leave the house.
Hey, Urkel. The kiddie pool's outside.
Now, that's pretty clever, Ricky, for a third-year senior.
Leave the nerd alone. Okay, men, welcome to Swim Class 101. I'm your teacher, Mr. Nutting. That's two T's. like in pudding. Okay, then? Hit the pool! You're not in the pool.
I can't swim.
What?
I can't swim.
You can't swim?
I could just say it a little louder. I don't think they heard you in Wyoming.
Could you take that off? You sound ridiculous.
All right, all right. Is that better?
Look, don't worry. I am going to teach you how to swim. Get in the water.
But do I have to?
Okay, man. To get an idea of your aquatic skills, I want every man to swim freestyle to the end of the pool. Go! Sink or swim! Look, if you let go of the side of the pool, maybe, just maybe, you could float. Float. Let go. Come on. Come on. Come on. There you
You.
But you won't graduate.
What? Say what?
Well, PE is a requirement for graduation, and if you don't pass the swim part of the class, you can't graduate.
But I've never learned how to swim.
And I guess you'll never graduate.
Mom, Mom, I made the rollerblade hockey team.
Yeah, and it's the meanest, roughest, toughest team in the league.
Which team?
The Guppies.
Ooh, that is wonderful, sweetie.
I need $150.
Richie needs a helmet, pads, a jersey, and a new hockey stick.
Oh, sweetie, I'm not sure I can afford all that.
Oh.
Hey, don't you worry about it. Mommy will find a way. You will get that hockey equipment.
Thanks, Mom. You're the best.
Oh, so are you, my sweet. Well, I guess it's back to the store for you.
Congratulations, Rich, my man. You'll make a great guppy. Well, I better get going. It's about the time of day when Waldo locks himself out of the apartment.
Later, homie.
Peace.
All right, Steve, what is it?
Oh, nothing. Yeah, looking at a very sad guy. Doo-dah. Doo-dah. I'm so sad, I just might cry. All the doo-dah day.
Okay, Steve. What is the problem?
If I don't pass swim class, I won't graduate.
Well, why won't you pass?
Well, I can't swim.
Oh, that is a problem. No. You're not going to ask me to.
Now, would you teach me to?
Oh, you asked me!
Please.
Steve, why don't you ask your dad?
No way. The only time my dad lets me in the water is when we go shark fishing.
I'm sorry, Steve, but I'm just too busy with work, home, and all the other places I have to go.
I see. You do realize, of course, that if I don't graduate, I won't go away to MIT. And if I don't go away to MIT, then I stay here with YOU.
Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
How blessed you become. And truth be told, big guy, graduating from high school is actually highly overrated.
Steve, there's no shame in feeling fear, but you've got to face that fear. You got to look it square in the eye and laugh at it.
I don't want to do this.
Steve, you begged me to teach you how to swim.
I know, but I forgot how evil water was.
Well, if you don't get in the water at all, I might as well leave.
Okay.
That's it. Come on. Come on. That's it. Come on. Now, see? Okay. Now, breathing while swimming can cause the most anxiety for novices. Now, are you familiar with the freestyle stroke?
Oh, yes. The freestyle's beginnings go back thousands of years. An ancient Egyptian wall relief shows soldiers of Ramses II using an over-the-arm stroke to pursue their enemies across the Brontes River more than 3,000 years ago. See, I know about it. I just can't do it.
In the freestyle, you use your arms, your legs, and your feet to propel yourself through the water. To inhale, you turn your head to the side, and you exhale underwater.
Oh, so you mean I get to make neato motorboat noises?
Your boat just ran out of gas. Now, watch me, okay? Okay, now you try.
Well, okie dokie. But you have to hold me up so I don't... Well, you know.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
All right. I got you. Now, practice your freestyle. That's it. Keep going. Keep going. Don't fail. Don't fail. Find your rhythm. That's it. Now I'm gonna let you go. It's gonna be a long day.
Sorry for the inconvenience. You shouldn't have any problem with this one. Have a nice day.
Hi, Harriet.
Hi, Rachel. What are you doing here?
Oh, the dress was too expensive. I have to bring it back so I can get hockey equipment for Richie.
Oh, that's too bad. This dress looks great on you.
Yeah.
Oops.
Wait a minute.
Zipper got caught.
Okay, careful. Here.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here. Well, maybe I'll luck out and it'll go on sale soon.
Wait a minute. What's that?
What?
Rachel, I can't take this dress back. It's torn.
Oh, Harriet, you must have done that when you caught it in that zip.
No way. It wouldn't have caused a tear that big. And that's not where it got caught.
Well, I didn't do it.
Well, Tara didn't get there by itself.
Oh, Harriet, this is ridiculous. I want my money back right now.
Rachel, my decision is final. Go.
Go?
It's See, there are people waiting in line.
I don't care. Let them wait. I will not be taken advantage of.
What is going on?
I will tell you what is going on.
She won't take my dress back.
She thinks I damaged it on purpose so I could get my money back.
Started too advanced. Instead of learning the stroke, maybe you should learn the dog paddle first. Now, the dog paddle is an easy way of staying afloat. Observe.
Yeah, well, it's easy for you. You're a natural born buoy.
Just try it. That's great, Steve. Keep paddling.
I can't believe it. I'm not sinking.
You're doing great, Steve. Your dog paddling in the deep end.
What? The deep end? Hello? Hello?
Pass me a bagel, please.
And I didn't put the hole in it.
I know you didn't. You only put holes in expensive dresses.
You take that back.
I didn't take that dress back. I'm not taking that back.
Oh, you gonna take it back? I'm gonna take it back. You don't want me to come all over this table and knock you in the next one back. I'm not taking it back. What is it, Richie?
I ripped the dress.
You what?
I was playing hockey in the living room, and I accidentally hit it with my stick.
Honey, you should have told me that.
I was going to, right after I graduated high school. Sorry.
I think someone else owes someone an apology.
Go ahead.
Oh, Rachel. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have accused you of trying to cheat the store out of the money.
And I'm sorry I buried your favorite purse.
You what?
Where's the pen? I'll draw your map. Okay. First, go out the back door. I want you to take three steps.
Hey, how's the swimming going?
Swimming? It's more like choreographed sinking.
I flunk swimming. I don't graduate. I don't get an MIT or any other college. I can't get a good job. And I end up selling my car for cheese. Wait a minute. You've been swimming.
Yes, and now so can you.
Why? Hey. Yeah, you're right. I'm not afraid of the water anymore.
Hey, congratulations, Steve. Honey, you were great.
Hey, I smell a conspiracy.
Well, Steve, I had to think of some way for you to forget your fear of water and go with your gut instinct.
Wow. Now I'll graduate because of my beautiful gal and my big boss pal. Thank you both from the bottom of my little Urkel heart. Oh, big guy. You should be more careful. This deck is slippery.